Dozens of cars, trucks, and motorcycles, many outfitted with Hawaiian flags, lined up near the Mauna Loa Bay boat ramp just before dawn Sunday morning.
Right now, I'm duct taping my flag so the wind and don't blow my flag.
John Akana and his wife Shanita left their home in Ewa Beach at 2:30 a.m. to join the convoy supporting the protest against the planned 30-meter telescope on Mauna Kea.
You know, we couldn't make it up to the Mauna. We didn't make it to Waikiki, but here we are. Akana's in full force.
Yes.
Four flags, not one, not two, not three.
For Kela Kani Aupio, a Maui resident in town for a birthday party, the convoy turned into a family event, with eight of her 15 siblings joining in, as well as her three children.
You know, so it was just something that, for me personally, being a parent, I lead by example. So I just basically just said, you know what? I want my voice to be a part of the voices out there, so.
Alrighty, can everybody hear me okay?
24-year-old Jocelyn Pohai Kealoha Rodrigues is one of the event's organizers.
One of our biggest things that we're stressing here is for Kapu Aloha, and that's how we are going to carry ourselves, and that's how we're going to portray this movement, is with aloha.
As has been the case in the protest on the mountain, Kapu Aloha means no drugs, alcohol, or violence. The crowd was urged to act righteously and to show respect to Honolulu police officers.
Kapua, our HPD brothers and sisters, because they are volunteering their time to be here to help us to make sure that we are safe today.
The first 70 vehicles in the convoy were escorted by police, and according to organizers, more than 500 joined along with the general traffic. There were no major problems as the motorcade made its way to Ma'ili. Along the route, the convoy was met by supporters holding signs on street corners and hanging flags from pedestrian overpasses. I found Makana Kane Kuahivi Nui at a pedestrian overpass in Makiki. She says this is how she can support the cause, by standing here with her Hawaiian flags. With her busy schedule, she says she couldn't commit to the Cross Island Drive. The convoy ended with a celebration at Ma'ili Beach Park in Waianae. This comes days after emotions ran high when state crews dismantled an illegal structure at the Mauna Kea protest site. Kuli'o'o resident Makau Kalani Minahan believes this inspired even more supporters to join the convoy.
It fueled the fire and it fueled the passion. It's not a fight against anybody, it's a fight for our aina. We're here for our future generations. We're not going anywhere.
The convoy was the latest high-profile show of support for the protest, now entering its eighth week. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.